Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you're listening to Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Drilled with Dr. Brady podcast. I'm hanging out with my main man, Lowell. Not really hanging out, hanging out virtually.
This is the new way to hang out, Brady.
Are you at a rave right now? Where?
No, I'm in my wife's menagerie. She has a bunch of plants in here.
Menagerie? Who are you, Jasmine from Aladdin? Is that? That's the only other menagerie I'm familiar with.
Yeah, this is where we smoke the hashish, you know what I mean?
I think last episode, if you tuned in last episode, I promised I'd be talking to my mom, Mama Smith. No such luck. Listen, this is our coronavirus version of the podcast. I got the Rona. And my mom has it too. So she's coughing a lot, and so I couldn't really interview her. So
probably for the best.
Yeah, we'll talk to her soon. We'll get her. Anyways, me and my wife both have it. I don't know if my kids do. Technically we're not tested, and I don't think we will go get tested because we're presuming positive and just quarantining as if we are. So I don't really see the benefit of a test. Am I wrong on that? Why would I get tested?
To make sure that you don't have it, I guess. I'm not really sure. I don't have a definitive source on any coronavirus information. Like I don't have anything I feel is a definitive source for information. If I thought I had it, I would go get tested just to make sure that I didn't have a cold, because, you know, millions of us get colds right now. But that'd be more for my peace of mind, you know, like it would just be for my peace of mind.
Yeah. I just feel like if I had a positive test, it wouldn't change anything that I'm doing. I'm not going to work, quarantining my family. We're going to, you know, we're going to ride this out and hunker down, which is exactly what I would do if I had a positive test. So, also I don't want to add to the numbers, because the numbers in our local area are keeping schools closed, and which is a incorrect metric to be using for keeping schools closed. Schools and coronavirus cases don't really have any correlation at all. So I don't want to participate in contributing to those numbers. So I'm not getting tested, and I'm just, you know, gonna live my life as if I have it and do the right thing, and as if I did get a positive test. And that's what I'm going to do. Send your hate mail to drilledpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, just drilledpodcast@gmail.com.
I don't think anyone's going to have a problem. I mean, I shouldn't say, of course, someone's going to have a problem. There's always people going to have a problem. But I think a reasonable person would be like, yeah, there's no point in me going to get tested. What would be the point? I mean, to go out in my car, drive around, go to a testing center, further expose people. Why would I do that? Just hunker down and live my life as if I'm positive.
Well, listen, man, you are a American. You have American freedoms. You are a reasonable adult. But that's the bottom line. You are an adult. You get to make your own life decisions.
I like to think that I do.
That's where I think about it. It's like, so you ever have a job? I don't know how many jobs you've like worked outside of being a dentist, but there were some bosses that you had to ask permission to go to the bathroom. And you know what? No, you don't. I'm a human being. I need to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to go, and you can deal with it. It's like I told my boss, one of these managers I work for, that I was going to have a beer at lunch. You know why? Because I'm an adult and I can do that.
Yeah.
You got a big problem with it. But yeah. I'm an adult. Sort of.
That's true. That's true. Now, I'll tell you this. I was visiting my family during Christmas. A bunch of us got sick. So I don't know who gave it to who, but a lot of people, before you start criticizing, here's something I want to lay down a point that I think is super important during all this. A lot of people will be very critical of gatherings, right? Shouldn't do family gatherings or any kind of personal gatherings, because that is the hot spot, right? And listen, I got it from going to a gathering. And my mom got it and my dad got it from going to a gathering, from hosting a gathering at their home in Spokane, Washington. And the thing is that when there is nowhere else to go, of course a gathering is going to be the hot spot, because they've funneled us like sheep into one outlet that we can possibly have. Of course, I'm not going to get coronavirus from going to a concert, because they've taken that away from us. Of course, I'm not going to get coronavirus from going to a Trailblazers NBA game, because they've taken that away from us. The only place where I can really get it is a gathering. So of course that's high on the list, because that's high on the list of the only things that we can do as Americans right now. You can go and gather. It's the only outlet that we have for human connection. And so when that occurs, and then people will say, well, you're irresponsible for doing that. And I'd say, yeah, I disagree. I don't have any regrets there. So it's that's my opinion.
No, I mean, this is like, it's a weird time for us. And for most of the protocols, you know, I am abiding, you know, I am wearing masks when I go into places. I'm not like the crusader that's going, it gets right in people's face who aren't, because you know what, quite frankly, once again, we're back to the thing where we're adults and those are decisions we get to make as adults. But it's like, so this is one thing that I am not going to follow. I'm not going to do it. And people can hate all they want. But when I go to the grocery store and there's an empty aisle and it's got an arrow that says I can't go that way, I'm going that way.
Yeah.
Because this is not 1984.
Yeah, I disagree.
You know, this is not some dystopian future.
I disagree with the arrows. I'm going nope. Any way I want down that aisle. That's how I live my life. Risky. On the edge of reason and danger. Yeah, I listened
to Limp Bizkit and I walked down the wrong way, you know.
You know, there's a really amazing quote by C.S. Lewis, very similar to our situation, but he talked about the fear of people who, I think I've read it on the podcast before, he talks about the fear of people living under the atom bomb and how, hold on, let me look this up. This is so good. C.S. Lewis, Adam, there we go. Adam Bond.
I think we've read this quote before on the show, haven't we? We mean you got into these doomsday quotes a while back, and I think this is one that you read on the show.
Yeah.
They can hear it again. They can hear it again. Who cares?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm looking this up because it's important. Yeah, because you can't live. Listen, you can't live your life hiding under a rock. Can't do it. And I refuse to do it. Let's see if I can find this.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean,
been redacted.
There's some stuff that, you know, I agree with, but then like there's some stuff I don't. And for the safety of others. And I can't find it anyway.
I got it. All right, dude. Listen. So, super boring. Hope you guys are still paying attention here. Okay, so this is basically the point he makes. In one way, we think a great deal too much of the atomic bomb. How are we to live in an atomic age? I am tempted to reply, why, as you would have lived in the 16th century when the plague visited London almost every year. Or as you would have lived in a Viking age when raiders from Scandinavia might land and cut your throat any night. Or indeed, as you were already living in an age of cancer, syphilis, paralysis, an age of air raids, an age of railway accidents, an age of motor accidents. In other words, do not let us begin by exaggerating the novelty of our situation. Dude, I mean, he's so poignant. It's just like, don't exaggerate. Like, we've always lived under the threat of death at any moment. Like, that's just the way we just don't think about it. Hold on, move that stupid notifications. So he says, believe me, dear sir or madam, you and all whom you love were already sentenced to death before the atomic bomb was invented. And quite a high percentage of us are going to die in unpleasant ways. We had indeed one very great advantage over our ancestors. He says anesthetics. This is the boring part. This is the first point to be made, and the first action to be taken is to pull ourselves together. If we are going to be destroyed by an atomic bomb, let that bomb come. Let that bomb, when it comes, find us doing sensible and human things. Praying, working, teaching, reading, listening to music, bathing the children, playing tennis, chatting to our friends over a pint and a game of darts. Not huddled together like frightened sheep and thinking about bombs. They may break our bodies, but they need not dominate our minds. Boom. Knowledge dropped.
It just, for me, it reminds me of like T.S. Eliot's The Hollow Man. Have you ever read that poem?
No. I'm quite uncultured.
Well, you know, you boil it down with the very last lines of the poem.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, the world and apocalypse and stuff. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Yeah. So I say, you know, if a coronavirus is going to come and get me, let it come and get me when I'm doing the things I want to be doing. Not, you know, huddled underneath a rock by myself, you know, being afraid of a microbe. That's just the way I mean, and I think if you feel the opposite way, that's fine. I think the ability to let other people feel how they want to feel, but if I want to spend my days and my family, and we all want to spend our time together, I mean, then that's how we want to spend our time. And if we get sick, that's the risk that we run. And if you don't want to have that risk, then you always have the opportunity to stay home and think about the coronavirus before you go outside. I just don't want to do that. So anyways, but we're down for 10 days. And that sucks. My wife has it a little worse than I do, and she lost her sense of taste and smell, and I'm not really having those symptoms. Mine's a very minor cold. I'm doing okay. All of our kids are okay. We have four children, and they're doing just fine, which is actually a problem. I wish they were a little sick so that they would slow down.
Tylenol PM, man.
Can I give
Tylenol
them a little, PM. Can I give them a little dose?
Put in their milk or something.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'm thankfully not a parent, so you can't send any hate my way. I don't have kids to take care of.
Yeah. But anyways, it sucks, and it definitely ruined our week a little bit, but it's, you know, it is what it is. Anyways, how was your Christmas?
Yeah, Brady my Christmas was excellent, man. Like, I don't have to be the braggart, but
it's easy to beat my story.
My Christmas was rad. I bought a ribeye, and by when I mean I bought a ribeye, I bought a whole ribeye. And we cut 2-inch steaks out of the center of it, and that's what we ate on Christmas Day, along with some some prawns and stuffed jalapenos. And my wife got me the coolest gifts. She just kills me on the gift-giving game. Like, I got her diamonds and jewelry and stuff, and she got me NSYNC marionette puppet set.
You showed me.
They're like 12 inches tall. Awesome.
You were excited like a kid in like middle school when you get like stuff for Christmas and you're like telling your friend, like you all go hang out, like, what'd you get? You were so excited to tell me. And I was like, I don't know why you're showing this to me. These little NSYNC marionette puppets, they seem cool, but now I'm curious, what are you going to do with them?
I'm going to do a shot-for-shot remake of the Bye 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 video with marionette puppets.
I mean, I can't wait for that. That's going to be exciting.
It'll probably take me 3 years because I got no idea how to use a marionette puppet. But it should be fun. And then she got me an Apple Watch.
Cool.
Super cool. It's one of those things that's super cool that I would never get myself. Speaking of Chris, yeah, it was just great. But did you get anything cool for Christmas or give anything cool for Christmas?
I got a Kindle and some AirPods. Pretty excited about that.
AirPods are awesome.
Yeah, I need them because at work, I like to listen to podcasts and stuff, and I don't want to bother my coworkers, my partners who also are in the same office as me. And so it's easier if I can put AirPods in and then listen to my Rogan, you know?
Just tune out your assistant and listen to Do you ever wonder why you wait 15 minutes after your appointment at a dental office? That's why, right?
It's because I'm listening to Rogan on my AirPods and I can't hear the door knocking. That's exactly right. That's exactly why it is. Yeah, so I don't recommend COVID to anybody. It's no joyride, that's for sure. I know it affects different people different ways, which is also a little bizarre. Makes me feel like it's not one virus. I feel like it's got to be like a bunch of different kinds of viruses. That makes a lot more sense to me.
Isn't the common cold? Isn't the common cold just like a cocktail of different like viruses and stuff?
I mean, a common cold can be a rhinovirus. A common cold can be a coronavirus. Like, it's likely that most people have had a coronavirus before. You know, it can be a strain of influenza. There's a lot of different viruses that can cause like a common cold, and a lot of that can be misdiagnosed a little bit. But that's what's so strange about it. Like, when it affects so many people differently. Here's a couple of questions. Like, I've never had this question answered by anyone smart enough to make me pay attention. I don't know of any other viruses that affect human beings so variably, right? Like, you know what the flu does. If you get the flu, you know what that does to you. And it does the same thing to everybody who has the flu. No one's like, I had the flu and I was asymptomatic. That'd be a weird thing to say. But
chickenpox.
Yeah, that does the same thing. Does the same thing to everybody. Right? Measles. I mean,
yeah, but it can be the degrees can be pretty varied. And not nearly to the degree of this virus, but I've seen varying versions of chickenpox. You know, so far as severity goes, it doesn't really feel like it affects everyone universally the same. But I get you. Like, it's kind of weird. Though. It's like they grew it on the moon or something. Maybe it's the moon, man. Telling us to mind our business.
If I believed that we've ever been to the moon, maybe I would believe that. But you know, and I feel like you're doing that on purpose.
I am.
I feel like that was deliberate. To get me to talk more about the moon landing.
Because it's fun to hear you talk about the moon.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoy it. listen, I don't want to belabor too much today. I just wanted to kind of check in, say hi, and give an update of my status. And we're cranking through a bunch of stuff, Halo related, which is awesome. But let's do a quick secret word. Don't worry. You don't have to come to me while I have coronavirus. I will be cured and cleared prior to giving away the $500 of free dental work. I should give $1,000 if you want to come in while I'm while I'm COVID positive. And again, I should say I don't know that I'm COVID positive. I'm assuming that I am. I'm assuming that my wife is, and we're just playing it that way. Let's do, Lowell, you got a secret word for us?
Yeah, it's a secret phrase. It's a short phrase.
Ooh.
It's the secret word for this week for $500 of Dr. Brady's dental work is feel better, Bobo.
Okay. That's it.
Feel better, Bobo.
Feel better, Bobo. Okay. Is that from something?
No, that's just what my parents used to call me when I was little.
Right on. All right. Okay, worst secret word ever. Go ahead and email feelbetterbobo@drilledpodcast.gmail.com. Let's go with the fifth. Our fifth responder will be the winner. It would be the winner of the $500 of free dental work at my office in Camas, Washington. We are very happy to provide that for our community. I love doing that. Actually, it's actually pretty cool to bring people in and let them. $500 means a lot to people. So remember, if you can't use it yourself, you can gift it to somebody else who can. So keep that in mind. Lowell, what are your New Year's Eve plans?
I don't know if I should say.
Okay.
No, I'm just going to go. We're having a very small get-together, social distance get-together with two friends, with another couple, just because we're all lonely. And we're going to play, like, probably silly card games. My New Year's Day plans are I went to Target today and I bought a Lego pirate ship that I'm going to put together on New Year's Day because that sounds like a lot of fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun.
Oh, quick back. I did watch. Do you feel that Die Hard is a good Christmas movie?
I mean, Die Hard is a great movie. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Therefore, ipso facto, Die Hard is a great Christmas movie.
Okay, so it's I watched The Fat Man on Christmas Day, like I promised, since we talked about it a lot.
Yes.
With Mel Gibson as Kris Kringle.
Okay.
And it's like somebody said, what makes people love Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Great, let's make a Santa movie just like it. It was kid gets a lump of coal and puts out a hit on Santa, and it's pretty good.
I'll have to look into that. I definitely wanted to watch that movie. That's came so highly recommended.
Not good for kids, dude. Not safe for kids.
I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. All right. Well, let's wrap this up. Have a short one this time. And thanks for joining us. Please tune in to all of our social media platforms on Drilled Podcast.
Please
and
do.
Halo
please
Dental, do. The Halo Dental Network. Super grateful for all your follows and likes and subscriptions. And tell your friends about what we're doing. And let everybody know. And if you'd like to donate to the Halo Dental Network, you can go to halodentalnetwork.org and there's a donate button and you can donate money. And we need that to help us do more of what we're doing with Halo. So if you don't know about that, go to the website, check it out.
Big thanks to those that donated over Christmas too, by the way. I saw those come through.
There were some big ones, actually.
Cool,
we
guys,
did have some big ones. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really cool. I saw them and I felt super cool. It was just really, really cool.
We appreciate those. And all the money goes directly right into Halo to just all the logistics and administrative costs to pull off the type of treatment that we are pulling off without charging the patient anything. So we just need help to do more. So appreciate your guys' listening and subscribing. Please tell everyone about us. Share our podcast. Leave us reviews, all that good stuff. And thanks so much. We'll see you next week.